So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon. Like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, 8 people have been injured in what the FBI are calling an act of terrorism at an event in the US. A group was meeting in Colorado. It was to raise awareness for Israeli hostages who are still being held in Gaza. A 45-year-old man has been arrested. Mark Machulek is from the FBI.
This attack happened at a regularly scheduled weekly peaceful event. Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd.
At least one of the people attacked is said to be in a critical condition. In other news, 12 new nuclear-powered attack submarines are going to be built in the UK. It's part of government plans to make sure our armed forces are ready for war if needed. The Prime Minister is also expected to confirm later that £15 billion will be spent on nuclear warheads. A study suggested a brisk walk could cut the risk of death in patients with colon cancer by more than a third. Researchers found regular exercise also helped prevent the disease coming back whilst reducing fatigue. And a third of pubs, bars and restaurants in the UK now say they are operating at a loss. A new survey has also found increased costs mean more than half have had to cut jobs. The government says it's cutting duty on pints to help, as well as protecting small businesses from national insurance rises.
Sport.
Bit of a spoiler alert to start with, if you don't want to know what happened in the F1 yesterday.
Watch that later on today. I'm so looking forward to it. I've been saving it all up and everything.
It's a belter. Turn your radio down for about 14 seconds.
All right, let me just go and turn that down now.
Okay. Have you turned it down? Right, you can't hear me.
Not yet.
Okay. Is it off now?
Not yet.
You won't be able to hear me.
Fine, fine. You crack on. All right. Trying to find the volume.
Britain's Lando Norris
has
lost ground in the F1 Drivers' Championships after Oscar Piastri won the Spanish Grand Prix yesterday. They both sat in these chairs next to me. He finished second behind his McLaren teammate in Barcelona, is now 10 points adrift in the standings. But world champion Max Verstappen crossed the line in fifth, but was then demoted to 10th after causing a collision with George Russell, who came in fourth. Charles Leclerc was third. Joe Root became England's leading run scorer in one-day international cricket after his century secured a 3-wicket win over the West Indies. The former Test captain finished unbeaten on 166. The hosts reached their target of 309 with 7 balls to spare in Cardiff. It means they win the 3-match series with a game to spare. Speaking on Sky Sports News, Root says it was a very hard-fought victory.
Tricky wicket in periods, but made for a great game of cricket as well. You know, 2 scores of over 300, but balls always felt in the game. And yeah, it was nice to be there at the end.
Are you laughing at them? I know you're laughing.
You said balls and hard in the same link.
Listen to what he says at the beginning of this. It sounds like a good game to play.
Tricky wicket.
Novak Djokovic says he'll be playing for history when he meets Britain's Cam Norrie in the last 16 of the French Open tennis later. The 38-year-old is going for his 100th win at Roland Garros.
Oh, yeah.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Where is it taking place?
The tennis.
Yeah.
It's at the French Open at Roland Garros.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Mm. I prefer Roland Garros.
Okay, thank you. Roland. Fine and dry for much of the UK today.
I only want to be your friend, Roland.
Roland. A few showers later in the northwest, as well as eastern parts of England. Oh. But quite warm again. 22 God. Degrees is the
God, high. God, it's two now. That rain can do one.
Exactly. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Shabba.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Right, 7:04. It's Monday morning, 2nd of June, 2025. Thanks for listening to The Chris Moyles Show. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. We just launched the £25,000 box. This is our game where you could win £25,000 by opening the £25,000 box. Now, to play the game, you need to register by answering a qualifying question. And when you text in for that, you start your text with the word box, okay? Now, there is a question that goes with it. I'm not going to do it now. I'll do it again in a song or two. So if you have text in to play the game, can you just go back to your sent text and see if you wrote the word box or see if you wrote the word win?
Ah.
Because if you did the latter, you are wrong because you're meant to start your text with the word box. Okay, I've just scrolled through and seen loads. You people would be dangerous with £25,000. You don't deserve to win, you absolute numpties. So just check.
Oh, yeah, I did. Sorry, I wrote win.
No, you meant start your text with the word box. B-O-X, as in the £25,000 box. Got it? Good. Okay. Chris, you gave my mate Jade a beer on Saturday night. I was at the Sausage and Cider Festival in Nottingham.
Oh, lovely. Now, that's your first Sausage and Cider Festival, isn't
yes.
it? How was it?
Brilliant.
Was it?
Yeah, brilliant. Crowd were great.
Was everyone just eating?
They were in the sun all day, eating sausages and drinking cider, right. So they were well up for it. They had a load of tribute bands on, and Kevin and Perry, tribute act, were DJing,
right.
Who were incredible. The crowd went nuts for them.
They are very funny, those two.
And I said to the crowd, if anybody wants a drink, let me know, because I have drinks backstage that are free, so I thought I'd share them out.
That's nice.
So Jade got a Budweiser.
Well done, Jade.
Basically, what I did was, as it was a cider festival, I went, does anybody actually want a beer? So we brought some beers out.
Right, okay. It's going to be rogue.
Gave a few people in the crowd a drink.
What a lovely thing.
Anyway, the person that I gave the beer to is a firefighter, and apparently he's just said, James, don't forget to take that smoke alarm cover off when you've finished.
Yes, sir.
I will.
You send that to Jade? Yes, sir.
Yes. Jade?
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Who's Jade?
The person that I literally just told the story about. Are you right there, Pepper? Chris gave my mate Jade this beer on Saturday. They sent a picture of Jade holding the beer. She's a firefighter and has just said, don't forget to take the smoke alarm cover off when you finish.
Okay, yeah.
Well, at which point you now say to me, oh, how was Sausage and Cider Festival on Saturday?
Yeah.
I met a firefighter at one of your gigs as well, on the Friday night one.
James came to the pub in the park on Friday.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yes, I did.
Did you have a nice time?
I had a lovely time.
Good.
People were shouting at him.
Were they?
James, James! And he's like, yes. And they're like, move out of the way, I can't see.
Yeah, it's me. Oh, good. Did Chelsea go with you?
She did.
Oh, she's leathered.
Was she?
Yeah, she was leathered.
Brilliant.
She was exhausted. She had to carry around this radiator. Yeah,
well, exactly.
Not carrying a radiator.
That's how she got recognised by so many people.
As a lot of people commented as we walked around.
Did they? Where's your radio to?
I think the next gig you come to a mine, you should bring a little portable radiator and handcuffer to it. Excuse me, yeah? Are you Chelsea?
Yeah.
How do you know? Oh, I recognise you from Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, not the radiator?
Oh,
you didn't even notice.
Decided to radiator look.
Chris walked out on stage and said, oh, no, you're here.
I forgot he was going to try and come, so I walked out and said, I've not seen him, so I got on stage and go, how you doing? Oh, God, you're here.
That's nice, isn't it? That's like that. Just welcome.
Toby was there as well.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
He had did a few Pippa drinks. Go as well?
Pippa couldn't make it.
Okay.
Although I did hear Pippa was drunk.
Oh, was she?
Friday with her new friends.
Oh, is she?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was she out with that lot?
Yes.
Getting leathered with Theakston.
Has she texted you saying that she's made a terrible mistake and she regrets her life choices and she wants to come back yet?
No.
I got that text from her.
You got that text?
Yeah. Tuesday, 10:05.
Right. Yeah.
Is she working with Amanda today?
I don't know.
See how long she lasts.
Yes, I think she is.
She'd be good.
I think, yeah.
You watch. But 6 weeks' time, Amanda's out of that chair and Pimple's like, oh, how did I get here? Hello.
Yeah.
This time next year, Sam and Carl will be going, what do you think, Pippa? She's on Britain's Got Talent. That's Amanda's.
That's how it works.
Amanda, it's like Trading Places. question. When I say to my Alexa, play Radio X, it now says playing Radio X 90s. What the hell? This is a coup against you, says Darren.
Well, it's supposed to be fixed on Friday.
What you should say is play Radio X. I say play Radio X UK.
Mm.
Or if you want to hear different adverts, depending on where you live, you can say Radio X Manchester or Radio X London. Yeah. So if you're in London and you want to hear the Radio X Manchester adverts, knock yourselves out.
I thought that 90s thing had all been sorted out. Shouldn't be doing that.
Has Dom watched Bono on Joe Rogan yet?
No, I haven't. Lewis. I've watched his thing on Apple TV, though. Bono's thing, Stories of Surrender.
You watched
which
it?
Is the one-man show.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Now, is that just the theatre, shot in a theatre? They like shot in a theatre, what you went to see?
Yes, but right. But with lots of different bits interspersed into it and stuff, and it's very, very good. You should, you would love that. It's very, very interesting and very...
Hello! Hello, I'm Bono! Does he talk like that a lot?
He doesn't talk like that.
Hello!
Hello, now.
How is he going to come on our show to promote it?
I want him to. I've mentioned this to James about a month ago. Put a bid in. Let's get him in.
Well, do it on the invite him now on the air because Adam might be listening.
Morning, Adam, and morning potentially Bono as well. This is it's an open house, and you can come in whenever you want. Mm. You don't even have to tell us you're coming in. Just turn up at the window here, and we'll get you on air.
Well, I could do with a bit of prep.
A bit of prep, sure.
Unless you're saying if Bono just turns up,
oh, absolutely,
you'll be able to interview him absolutely. For a good 20 minutes,
for a good 2 hours,
and it'll be one of the best interviews he's ever done in his life.
He's ever done. Well, certainly the one I've ever done. But don't know about for him. It's really good, and you should watch it because you'd enjoy it. So, Adam, put a word in, will you? And you can come in as well, actually, Adam, if you'd like to. Adam listens all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah,
that's what we think. That's what he says.
That's what he says to me. All right. What else have we got? Why does Joe Root sound like James Robinson? When did James Robinson start playing cricket?
There's a lot of texts that have come in saying exactly that. So do you want to hear Joe Root / James Robinson?
Joe Root is on fire. Yeah.
Here's Joe James.
Tricky wicket in periods, but made for a great game of cricket as well.
Can you say that?
Tricky wicket made for a great game.
Oh yeah.
Tricky wicket sounds exactly like you at the beginning.
Tricky wicket and
tricky wicket,
doesn't it?
Tricky wicket with an error on the end of it, James.
Tricky wicket in periods, but
Wow, that's uncanny, actually.
Tricky wicket in periods, by the way, was the rejected title of my autobiography.
Yeah, I'm glad they did.
Because I don't play cricket.
Back. Yeah, I'm glad they knocked that one back.
Chris, if I ask for Radio X, it plays another Radio X. It's so annoying, says Craig. Well, just say Radio X UK. Try that. That works. Chris, have you seen that Liam is joining Oasis for rehearsals today? Can't wait for Wembley next month.
Mm-mm-mm. Next month.
Yeah. Hey, morning, Liam, if you're listening, buddy.
Month, yeah. Morning, Liam.
If it is true, if it's your first day of rehearsals, I hope it goes well. Have a good one. Ah, kid.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It's only next just month. Over a month till the first gig.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Days.
Friday night, I'm off to see Robbie Williams.
Are you going?
Woo!
Great.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, that would be good.
I was watching, because he played Murrayfield.
Mm. Yeah, I watched the opening. So.
And so I'm well excited. I love Robbie Williams. And
he's
I've
awesome.
Not seen him live for since Hyde Park a good few years ago now.
Mm. A born entertainer, isn't he?
He's brilliant.
He is great. What's the song that you sing karaoke?
Supreme.
Will he do that on this tour?
Yeah, probably will.
No,
do you reckon?
Probably won't.
He probably will.
No, he plays all the hits.
Does he?
It's one of the best ones. I'm going to check.
I need to message him, actually, just find out what song he wants me on. You know?
What song he...
Well, because I'm going to the show on Friday.
He did Supreme.
I don't want to see the set list. Okay. He's... I'm going Friday.
Right.
So, you know, like the low... You know, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John and all that. He'll probably want me to come out and do a song, right?
I'm with you,
I just need to know which one, just so I can get the words down. I mean, I don't think he has the words written down in front of him.
Would you want to do stuff from Swing When You're Winning? Would it be sort of Mac the Knife or Ain't That a Kick in the Head, that kind of thing? Or Mr. Bojangles?
Oh, I'd smash Ain't That a Kick in the Head, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
That's one of the few songs that Robbie's done that isn't ludicrously high.
Yeah, they're all really high.
But I could do It's Only Us, which was the other side of She's the One, I think, which I've always liked.
How does
that.
It's Only Us go? I can't.
Rami Amadeus, he shouts halfway through it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. That's the one with the guitar.
Right.
I've knocked your smoke machine over, James.
Oh, dear. Have you ruined the box?
I think It's Only Us was the other side of She's the One.
It's Only Us, I can't remember how that one goes.
I love it. Let me play you a little bit of that. No, that's not one.
wants us to grow up.
Oh, now that's very high.
Why is that so quiet?
We don't want to get a job.
You're not doing that, Billy.
I can sing that.
Really?
We all need a decent role.
I'll take it back.
Where it's all cocooned off. Baby, it's alright.
Come on, Robert.
Baby, it's alright.
I don't think he's going to do this, but...
Baby, it's alright.
I love this.
Baby, it's alright.
There you go. Oh,
that's
I love
good.
That. Love
I
it.
I do remember that. It's good.
I met Robbie Williams on Monday night, says Nick in Coventry.
Oh,
there you go.
Awesome.
Look at this. I'm going to Robbie on Friday too. And next Friday in Bath. I cannot wait.
Wow.
Chris, 100% you have to do ILMP. Well, now, I don't think Rob does. So basically, there are still many people who don't know this. But Robbie and I did a duet back in the day.
Yes.
And it was a great song. And Rob B. Williams, I'd messaged him, said, would you come and sing on my album? I've got this great idea of a song with you and me versus Rizzle Kicks called Too Old for This S.
Right.
And before he came in, I got cajoled into asking him if he'd potentially maybe sing another song instead, which was called ILMP.
Yeah.
I Love My something.
Mm.
And he listened to both the tracks. And then he said, OK, I'll do ILMP.
Ah, right.
Which was kind of Rat Packy style.
Yeah.
And he did it. And it's great. And it's a duet between me and him. He didn't bother telling any of his people about it, the record company manager, none of that.
That's it.
And everybody lost their minds when they found out afterwards. We weren't allowed to say he was on the album. We weren't allowed to have the track available to download as a single. It was only as part of the album.
Oh.
We weren't allowed to use Robbie's name in any of the promotion. I wasn't even allowed to say that Robbie was on the album when talking about the album.
Oh.
So it's actually hidden. Even though it's on an album that did like 100,000 copies or whatever, it's tucked away.
It's a secret track bang in the middle of the album.
It's a secret track, basically, bang in the middle of the album with me and Robbie Williams singing about how much we love our willies. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't think it's in the set at the moment, but if Rob wants to do it Friday night, I mean...
Say never.
I'll get the brass section in and away we go.
Radio X.
Anyway.
Coming up, more chances for you to be one of those winners you hear on the radio. It's the return of a game for you to win some serious wonga as the £25,000 box is back today. Plus, what happened over the weekend, you ask? Fear not, we have the weekend roundup quiz type thingy on shortly. Let's get ready, ready. Let's get ready, ready. Let's get ready to radio.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
And if you fancy a little bit of rock and roll to start your day, it's Green Day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Subliminal, my f**k America. Welcome to a new kind of tension across the alien nation. Everything is meant to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones who meant to follow. Think of the thing next to are you. Well, maybe I'm the f-
like an idiot. And before that, talking about my duet I did with Robbie Williams back in the day, you know. Chris, it's greyed out on the album on Amazon Music, so I can't check it out. I guess Robbie's people still have an issue with it, says Darren from Hayes. Well, that was the deal, Darren. It's funny. It's the Chris Moyles parody album. There's a track on there with Robbie Williams. Robbie said, I'll do it. He came into the studio. He did it. We're all really happy. And then his people went, doolally. Can't promote it. Can't mention it. Can't be available. Can't be a preview. Can't be available as a single track. It's only on the album. I think they would prefer it just went away.
Yeah.
And guess what? Their wish came true. The fantasy I had of Robbie and I performing it together on Top of the Pops sadly never became a thing.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. Lewis from York says, I'm going to see Green Day at Download in a couple of weeks. I mean, they're another awesome, awesome band live. Chris, ILMP is genuinely a great song. Please play it. Penis is a scientific word. Scientific.
I don't know if it's anatomical. It's scientific.
Hello. Does that mean it's got loads of syllables?
Yeah.
Right.
Got loads of syllables.
Well, anyway, I don't think we'll be playing I Love ILMP just yet. You might have to wait until Friday night when we're doing it live. Most probably not. Anyway.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's 7:22. Be right back.
The Chris Miles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X. You've arrived. Your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Every business needs a solid foundation to grow. And for over 4 million businesses worldwide, that foundation is Square, the point of sale system. You see, it's more than just payments. Square helps you manage orders, check inventory, track sales, manage appointments, and so much more. Join at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
He's blue, he's fluffy, and he's crash-landed into Odeon. Ow. Gather your Ohana for some mischievous fun.
Nail a twister!
What an adorable little psychopath.
With the wildly funny Lilo and Stitch on the big screen at Odeon. Book your tickets today at odeon.co.uk or on the Odeon app. Odeon, we make movies better.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets, and at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy!
Happy Monday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing.
Virtual memory using cloud.
We get the lowdown on a massive weekend for the 4 till 7 thing. And
algorithms.
We spin the reels of the Mexican bandit for this week's Mexican handbag. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Cloud.
Shut up.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Hey, it's me, your washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Have you seen the time? It's time to get back to the fun.
Radio X.
You know this Robbie Williams gig on Friday.
Mm.
Rag and Bone Man's on the bill.
Oh, great.
And lottery winners.
Ah.
I love lottery winners. They are brilliant. If you're going to see Robbie Williams and the lottery winners are on the bill and you're like, oh, I don't really know who they are. We'll get there at like, you know, 6 o'clock, whatever. No. Go and see lottery winners and I swear to God, by the time they've finished, you'll be a fan of that band and you'll be downloading their albums. They are brilliant. He's an incredible frontman. That he will admit to, he says this himself, he's basically got ADHD.
Right.
Which makes him an incredible frontman.
Sure, yes.
He is brilliant. They are brilliant. Their songs are brilliant. And you're like, yeah, but I don't know any of their songs. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
You'll be singing. Honestly, you'll be singing. Have you seen them live, James?
I haven't, no.
They are brilliant. So get yourself down, if you're going to see Robbie Williams, get yourself down early and see Lottery Winners. I'm a huge fan. And then that, obviously, Rag and Bone Man, he's all right, he can carry a tune.
He's pretty good, isn't he? Yeah, he likes to sing song.
Got some lungs.
That's effortless, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, he's great.
And then little Robbie Williams. He's like 6 foot, what, two or
something. He's always throwing your thing, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm going to call him Little Robbie Williams. That's Little Robbie Williams, everybody. So, yes, that's what I'm doing on Friday night.
That would be nice.
Yeah. I just wonder which song he wants me on. She's the one, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, let me entertain you.
You've had no call. Angels. You've had no call yet, as such.
The Angels. Yeah, he's probably sick of singing Angels, isn't he?
Yeah.
I sit away, does an angel... He might like the idea of me just singing it really out of tune in a northern accent for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Or, most realistically, won't like the idea, so...
No.
Only time will tell.
Let's wait for the call.
Yeah, let's just sit back and wait for it. And you haven't called yet.
Educated, with money, he's well-dressed, not funny, and not much to say in most conversations, but he'll put the bill in all situations, because he pays for you'll have it. Vacations and shopping sprees. These are a few of her favorite things. She'll get what she wants if she's willing to please. His type of girl always comes with a fee. Hand out is nothing for free. Girls don't like boys. Girls like cars and money. With the bodies like boys with Ferraris. Girls
Charlotte, girls and boys. So, I saw the lottery winners at Rock City, Nottingham. They're hilarious and amazing, said Ryan. Saw them in Plymouth last week. Really good band. They are, honestly, you'll love lottery winners. Look at me supporting music.
New music.
Who'd have thought it, eh? Right, letters with Dominic Byrne in a second, but we haven't actually mentioned this since 7 o'clock. So it's before 7, so you might not have heard the news. But the exciting news is the £25,000 box game. Do you remember we played that last summer? Well, guess what? It's back.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
We just made that faster. The box has just risen up.
Yeah, so
seemed faster than last time.
No, same speed.
All right. It's just... The £25,000 box is back. In the studio, we have the £25,000 box. It's a big black box with green lights on it. It's in front of me right now. And inside it's £25,000 that you could win. The only way to open it is to guess the correct Radio X artist. That's the key to unlock the box. You guess the correct artist, you unlock the box. You unlock the box, you win £25,000. And what day did it go on last time, Dom?
Oh, I can't remember.
Was it day 26?
Yes.
Day 26.
It was.
Wow.
And they won £25,000. Anyway, it is back. If you want to be on to play the game, I'll tell you very, very quickly how this works. It's one artist. It's a Radio X artist that could be a singer or a band. When I say a singer or a band, I believe I'm right in saying, James, if it's a singer in a band, unless they've done release songs as a solo artist,
yeah,
it will be the artist that is the band. It won't be them. Does that make sense?
Give me an example.
I have to do it off the air because I don't know the answer of the box.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to switch the microphones off. So I'm going back on the air now. Okay, there you are. So I can't... Here's the thing. I genuinely, hand on heart, don't know the answer, and neither does Dominic.
No.
So I can't give an example. All right, so I'd have to give an example of a Radio X artist that I don't think it's going to be.
Right.
Okay, so if it was the Beatles,
yeah,
right, Paul McCartney and John Lennon had solo careers.
Mm.
So they are artists, but so is the Beatles.
Yes.
Correct.
But if you were to think of, okay, this is going to kill me here. It's not going to be Bradley from S Club 7. It would be S Club 7.
Because he didn't have
solo,
career. Not that we know
That's correct.
Right, yeah. Sorry, Bradley, if we've just ruined you.
It may have been a string of hits. We don't know.
So, it's a Radio X artist. One artist. Name it. Get it right. The box opens. Now, just for playing the game today, you'll win £1,000. Now, to get on the air, you need to answer a qualifying question. And here's the question. 25 years ago, The Goblet of Fire was released from what series of books? 25 years ago, The Goblet of Fire was released from what series of books? If you want to play the game today, text the word BOX, B-O-X, and then your answer and send it to 83936. I'll say it again. Text the word BOX. Text, not WhatsApp. Text the word box and your answer 83936. Do it now. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain if you want to play the game. The full terms and conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Online entries if you can't text a short code on your phone or whatever. So, Text the word box and your answer, 83936. 25 years ago, the Goblet of Fire was released from what series of books? Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. We'll close lines at 8 o'clock. We'll play shortly after. If you get picked to play, you get £1,000 just for playing the game. And if you get it right today, you'll win £25,000.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
It's just 30 minutes away.
Letter. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I went to the Nottingham gig at the weekend with my two eldest, Seth and Billy. Had an amazing time.
Oh, sausage and cider?
Sausage and cider.
Great.
I was lucky enough to be at the front when Chris was handing out free beer.
Hey!
He looked at me and he said, absolutely no way. Could
what,
you
because they've had enough already?
Could you kindly ask Chris whether it's because I was wearing a forest top or whether I came across as a bit of a stalker?
No, you just look leathered.
Or maybe leathered. On a serious note, it was absolutely amazing. Thank you, Chris, for making the weekend. Jamie and Harlow, that is.
Oh, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. It was good fun. Jamie. We had a few issues, but I'll be having that post-gig chat with my... gig agency later, Coalition Presents.
Really?
The main thing we're going to do is just and moving forward, if you are booking me for a festival, and I will be doing a couple of more sausage and ciders, before we go on stage, if you could tell me or Gavin, my tour manager, that you have pyro at the front of the stage, which is flames that shoot out of boxes.
Oh, fun.
If you could tell me that before I go on, that would be great.
Right. Oh,
because they didn't.
You lose your eyebrows.
I walked to the front of the stage at one point and I don't know whoever's setting them off did it to let me know.
Right.
But a little, just it, like a, like imagine like a lighter.
Yeah.
A little just came out and I went, oh, we got fire. Thanks for letting me know.
Oh.
I stood back. And then on certain drop, the fire went up. I mean, it looked amazing.
You could have been featuring Weekend Roundup there
but,
for a minute.
Yeah.
Jeez, that could have been terrible.
Anyway, thanks for coming.
Hi, everyone. I'm sending you a few mugs that I've designed for you and the team.
Oh, no.
Hopefully Pippa's will arrive before her last show on Friday. It hasn't. No. I think it's a week ago.
Survived a while.
There's one for Chris. There's one for James. One for Captain Toby. There's one for you, Dom. But you don't drink hot drinks. Give it to Lucy. All right, well, hoping that listeners will search for...
Babies.
I won't say what it is yet, because you have to see whether you like the mugs.
Yeah, God.
That's yours?
God. Right.
Northern Monkey?
Yeah. It's got a picture of a monkey in a luminous green hoodie and it says Northern Monkey.
You know the Aldi mugs, everyone's sort of, I've got a Baldy one at home. This is Aldi.
Aldi?
Yeah. Aldi and Baldy now.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I like. Now, James, this is for you, but explain that, because I've not heard of this. Have you heard of that term?
Short King. In the Burger King logo.
Yeah, in the Burger King. Didn't you say this is something that's used in the dating
is
world?
It the world in... The- A male who is shorter than average, typically 5'8" or under. That's rude. I'm 5'8½".
I don't really like mine, but I like Dom's. I like James's.
Yeah. There's one for Toby.
Yeah. Oh, it says ginger, but like the word ninja.
In ninja
you
style.
See? All right. Okay.
Now there is one for Pip, but she's not here anymore. That's also an Aldi one, but that one's called Alki.
Right.
Which
What's
is
going
nice.
On the picture on it.
Yeah. And there's one there where I absolutely cannot read out because it's very rude.
What is that? Who's that for?
I'm not going to say it.
Let's have a look.
I identify.
Okay, all right. Yeah, don't read the rest of it.
Yeah, we don't want that. But thank you very much. This is Chris, who works for a company called Swearing Kids.
Oh, okay.
I think they've sent stuff in before. On all social media platforms, you can search for them, he says. So, Chris, thank you very much indeed for the mugs. That's very kind. We'll make sure Pippa gets her Alki one, and I will not be taking the Aldi one home with me, but thank you very much anyway. If you'd like to send stuff through the post, you can. Well, you can send stuff to, like, an email address, dom@radiox.
Well, what's the name? Because I've just searched Swearing Kids on Instagram, and it is literally just an account of kids swearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want that. Well, you can go to redbubble.com.
Well, what is that?
It says search for Swearing Kids on redbubble.com.
Oh, there you go, on Redbubble. So it's not on all socials.
Redbubble.com.
and then Swearing Kids on that bit. And it's basically all their right. all their merch, mugs, T-shirts, all that sort of stuff.
Right, well done.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. At Swearing Kids. Dom at radiox.co.uk, or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
Hold on, I've got 18 buttons to press right. here, sorry.
To this address.
2, 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H 7LA.
Oh, it's 20 to 8.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Good luck texting in.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials, and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles, and lighting to flooring. You could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at Radio X. X.co.uk.
Music, news, celebrities, socials, entertainment, podcasts, video. The world of media and entertainment is a world we all turn to every second that we can. And university isn't for everyone. So, if you're leaving school, take a look at joining Global Academy in year 14 to take a unique course in creative enterprise and kickstart your media career. Get industry experience, develop your entrepreneurial skills, and it's free. Apply now at globalacademy.com.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas. I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds. And even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
If you like those adverts, wait till you get a load of this next song.
Radio X.
7:44, if you are texting in to play the £25,000 box game, I won't do the question because I have to do the terms and conditions. But the deal is, you start your text with the word box, which means you don't start your WhatsApp, you start your text. And you start with the word box and no other word. This is the key to entering the competition, which is why I say text the word box followed by your answer, right? The amount of people who haven't texted the word box or just invented their own word that they think they should start with is flabbergasted.
Oh.
People are writing just the answer. People are writing the word win. Mm. People are writing the word cash. No. Let me say it again. If you want to enter the £25,000 box, you text the word box. Okay? Then you put your answer.
Somebody's WhatsApped win box cash.
Oh, God.
Come on.
No.
Come on now.
text the word box. To be fair, you don't deserve the money because you would be a danger to yourself. And the £25,000 box game is back just after 8 o'clock this morning. If you just switched on, you're like, whoa, 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 what's the question? What's the question? I'll do it before we break for the news at 8 o'clock this morning. But I'll give you a little heads up. If you do want to enter, you start your message by writing the word box, okay? There you go. This is Dubs at Radio X.
Here comes the action. Here comes at last. Lord, give me a reaction. Lord, give me a chance.
Rumours are to be believed, and by the way, I have no inside info on this at all. Just going on rumours. Liam is going in for rehearsals today with Oasis. Now, morning, Liam, if you're listening. He might be up. He might be... You just don't know.
Mm.
You never know who's listening. Obviously, a lot of the artists that make the kind of music that we play like Radio X.
Yeah.
So... You know, you just don't know. Liam might be literally having a brew, waiting for his car, going, yeah, I am, yeah, I'm going in.
Yeah.
Because the story is, the rumour is, that the band Oasis, whoever they are, have been rehearsing without Liam, and then Liam's now going to join today.
Right, okay.
Now, all of this could be nonsense. It could be nonsense. If you ever need to keep a secret, I think you should tell Oasis, because they, even now, stuff is like...
No, they don't leak, do they?
No.
They really don't.
Who's drumming? Who's the drummer for Oasis?
We don't know yet.
It's what are we on now?
Mm.
40 days, 35 days or something like that before Cardiff? Yeah. And we still don't actually... What?
Is it less than that?
4th of July.
Well, we launched Radio X Oasis with 50 days to go, didn't we?
Oh, you're right.
Let me do some maths here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What?
30 days on Wednesday.
So it's 32 days?
Yeah.
So 32 days.
29 days on Thursday.
That's right. So
that's what I'm going to say.
I've put 30 days in my calendar.
Right.
32 days before Oasis play in Cardiff. What's occurring? That's what they say there.
They do.
And yeah, so it's really exciting. Very exciting.
Oh, it's going to be good. That.
What shall we all do that night? Because we ain't going.
Exactly.
We ain't going. And if you are going, don't bother texting in. Well done. Whip-de-doo to you. Yeah, have a great day.
Yeah, whatever. We're not even jealous. I won't worry about it.
So, yeah. So anybody who knows, anybody in the band who might be listening, good morning. I hope rehearsals are going well. We're all very, very excited. That moment, I keep thinking about it, when In the Bushes starts to play. If indeed it does, I'm hoping they start with the In the Bushes track, which is what they used to come out to.
Mm.
I will be beside myself with excitement. I might get a bit emotional.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, there was a really, really good chance this would never happen.
Yeah.
You know, most people thought it wouldn't happen.
And it is
suddenly
happening.
Here it is.
So
30 days away on Wednesday.
Oh, I saw Oasis on Friday night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That'll get you in the mood. How are they?
I heard them.
Well, did you hear them?
Yeah.
They were brilliant.
Yeah.
They're so good. He does this thing, the guy that's Liam has got him down so much. He even did things that I've never noticed before. But as soon as he did it, I'm like, oh, yeah, Liam, like, he has a kind of swag shoulder movement. And then his left arm kind of goes out. And I'm like, oh, God, yeah, Liam does that. But it's not until you see it. Like, I once saw a Beatles tribute act at the Cavern in Liverpool.
Mm.
And the guy playing Paul McCartney wobbled his head a little bit. Right, and I'm like, he does that.
He does
McCartney
that.
McCartney wobbles his head.
He does.
Never noticed before. But Oasis, because they've been with us.
Yes, that's right.
At the Tan Hill Inn.
That's right. That was great.
So that was Friday night. I did Pub in the Park with Oasis, Pulped and Blur 2.
Pulped is
Pulped.
Good. That's good.
And James Robinson came along. He was there.
I was.
Yeah.
He had a night. Did he have fun, James?
I had a lovely time.
Did he have some food?
I did. I had a selection of... What did I have? I had... oh, my God, I've forgotten everything.
Wow. Did you have lots of...
Did you have quite a bit to drink as well, James, possibly?
About your drinking
gin. M&S margaritas.
Do you know a Pub in the Park?
Hmm.
This is going to sound like an ad, but it's absolutely not, because I'm not doing any more. They only asked me to do one. They have... white tents,
mm-hmm.
and all the white tents is food from pubs that do amazing food.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Tom Carriage has got like the Hand and Flowers or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it might be one of those, right? So that's, we can always tell which ones are the food tents because they're the white tents. But loads of the pub classic snacks and bits of food they do, that's like £8.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can confirm this because Tiff came along Friday night with some friends and family, and she's like, do you have any food vouchers? So I said, no, I don't. So I gave her my credit card and said, bring back receipts. And sure enough, £8, £8, £8.
Everything £8.
Not, okay. I don't think it's everything.
Right.
But I think they do a lot of, so like, you know, you want a massive, unbelievable sausage roll.
Mm.
You know, I'm always banging on about sausage rolls. It might be £8.
Oh.
Or a little bowl of whatever it may be.
I had one of the best pork scratchings. It was the size of a CD, Pub in the Park. It was incredible.
Chili beef
took an hour to get through
skin,
it.
That's what I had.
You had what?
Chili beef potato skin.
How have you remembered this?
I just looked at the menu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Was it £8?
Doesn't say price.
Right.
8 quid.
But yeah, pub in the park if you're going to any of those. Right, it is 5 to 8. The lines close for the box at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to text the word box and the answer. Do you want to know the question? No problem.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
One artist. It's a Radio X artist that could be a singer or a band. If we pick you at random to play the game, you name the artist, we lock it in. If that is the correct answer, you unlock the box and win £25,000. It's day one, so yes, it's tricky. The odds are stacked against you. However, just for getting on the air today to play the game, we'll give you £1,000. You will name the artist. If it's correct, and it's day one of the competition, but the answer is locked in, and if you get it right today, you'll win £25,000. We played the game last year, and indeed, we had a winner last year.
I think it's Feeder.
You are right.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Oh, my God, you guys, I'm so happy. I love you all.
David won £25,000 by guessing it last time. And that could be you today. To play the game, you need to text the word box. Text the word box. And then the answer to this question. 25 years ago, the Goblet of Fire was released from what series of books? The Goblet of Fire. What series of books? Text the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. I'll say it again. Text the word box, then your answer, 83936. It has to be on a text. Your text has to start with the word box and then the answer. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate, but if you get picked to play today, we'll automatically give you £1,000 just for guessing. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You have 2.5 minutes to text. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry are at radiox.co.uk. Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. You've got just over 2 minutes to text in. We'll close the lines at 8. We'll pick somebody at random to play just after 8. And it could be you on the game.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader. TrustedTrader.com.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids.
Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Feel the thunder of hooves. The tension as they race past. Your heart in your chest. that split second of silence before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar, July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SBL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit sblvillas.com. SBL
Villas. Radio X. News update next.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
So the lines are closed for the £25,000 box game for day one. Now, I know a lot of people are going, I ain't entering on day one. It's too impossible. It's not impossible. Hmm.